Keeping up with all the new technology out there, it can feel a bit like drinking from a fire hose, can it? Especially when it comes to something as, well, complex as the insurance world.
Absolutely, it's overwhelming.
So you're probably looking for a way to make sense of it all, maybe without getting totally lost in the weeds, right?
Exactly. And today, that's what we're aiming for. We're going to try and cut through some of that noise and really
Yeah.
focus on one of the biggest shifts happening right now in insurance,
Which
the
is?
rise of artificial intelligence, AI.
Right, AI. So for this deep dive, we've quite a range of stuff. We've got academic research, the deep studies. Then there's the practical side from industry reports, and we've even taken a peek at what the regulators are thinking.
Which is crucial.
Definitely. Our goal here, learner, is basically to pull out the most important bits about AI in insurance. Where is it actually being used? What are the big hurdles and ethical points to consider?
And maybe, just maybe, a glimpse of what's coming down the line.
Exactly. And we'll try and break it down so it all hopefully makes sense.
Well, what's really interesting here is that insurance, it's always kind of evolved with technology, hasn't it?
True.
Think about computers, basic calculations way back when. AI is, well, it's really the next massive step in that evolution.
So what's driving it now?
The main goals seem to be efficiency, mostly. Making things quicker for underwriting policies, smoothing out the claims process, getting better at spotting fraud, things like that.
Okay.
But there's also this growing focus on, sustainability and making sure everything fits within the rules and regulations. That's becoming a bigger piece.
Yeah, it feels like insurance companies are juggling kind of two big pressures at once.
How so?
Well, they need AI to streamline operations, make things work better, faster, cheaper, maybe.
Right, operational efficiency.
But at the same time, they've got to meet all these ethical standards, regulatory demands, and operate responsibly. It's a balancing act.
That's a really key point. There's this genuine need for AI that doesn't just predict things well, but does it transparently, in a way we can actually understand.
Why is that so important now?
Well, think about things like climate change risks. They're constantly shifting, increasing. You need models that can keep up, but you also need to know how they're keeping up.
Okay.
And of course, there's data privacy, always huge, protecting people's information when you're using these powerful tools.
So, what are the kind of core challenges then, the big problems pushing AI research and actual use in insurance right now?
I'd say there are three main ones that keep coming up. First, some AI models use for risk, for pricing. They can be a bit mysterious.
Like a black box.
Exactly, a black box. And that raises real questions about fairness. Could they be biased without us even realizing it?
Okay. What's the second one?
Second, regulators are really starting to push for what's called explainable AI. They want transparency. They want to know how these systems reach their conclusions.
Which directly challenges those black box systems.
Precisely. And third, there's this growing emphasis on sustainability, using AI not just for profit, but also to, optimize resources, use energy wisely, and adapt to those dynamic risks we mentioned, like extreme weather.
Okay, that gives us the big picture, the pressures, the challenges. Now, let's maybe get down to specifics. Where are we actually seeing AI pop up in different types of insurance? Let's kick off with cars, auto insurance.
Right, automotive. AI is definitely making waves there in pricing and risk assessment. Insurers are increasingly using telematics data.
That's the data from the little boxes in cars or even phones now.
Yeah, exactly. Things like mileage, speed, the kinds of roads you typically drive on. They're using all that to offer more personalized premiums.
So this is where it gets interesting. Instead of just age, driving record, the usual stuff,
Right, the traditional factors.
your actual minute-by-minute driving habits suddenly become a much bigger deal. It's like your car is tattling on you almost.
You could see it that way. And it's not just simple data points either. They're using quite complex systems, neural networks, to analyze all that driving info alongside the traditional stuff.
Neural networks, like artificial brains.
Sort of. They're very good at spotting patterns in huge amounts of data.
Yeah.
So they get a much better prediction of how likely someone is to, say, file a claim.
And this leads directly into usage-based insurance, UBI, doesn't it? Tell us a bit more about that.
Yes, UBI and specifically these pay how you drive programs, they're becoming much more common.
Do they work? Do they actually change how people drive?
Well, some studies suggest they can actually help reduce accidents, which obviously is good for everyone, including the insurer's bottom line.
So how do they set the rates?
They're developing quite detailed frameworks using methods like Data binning.
Binning.
Yeah, basically grouping drivers with similar patterns together. Like people who brake hard often might be in one bin. Then they use predictive models on those bins to estimate claim frequency.
Sounds like a lot of this is becoming automated. Less human intervention.
It really is. AI is automating loads of steps, from getting the initial quote right through the claims process.
Yeah.
And get this, AI is even being used to analyze photos of vehicle damage to give a first pass assessment.
No way. So you could just snap some pictures after a fender bender, upload them.
And the AI could potentially give an initial damage estimate. That's
yeah.
pretty queer.
That is pretty amazing. And I think I read somewhere it's not just about reacting to accidents, but trying to stop them.
You're absolutely right. That telematics data, it's being used to spot and maybe even discourage risky stuff before an accident, near-miss events.
Like what?
Things like really sudden braking, jamming on the accelerator, maybe even detecting phone use while driving.
Ah.
The idea is that feedback, maybe linked to your premium, could nudge people towards safer habits.
Makes sense.
And it's getting even more sophisticated. They're looking beyond basic GPS, analyzing things like your speed compared to the traffic flow around you for a better risk picture.
So it's not just if you sped, but were you speeding when everyone else was crawling along? That kind of context.
Exactly. Context is key. Weather conditions, traffic density, road quality, all being factored in. This is leading towards ideas like pay where you drive.
Where the price changes depending on the specific roads you use?
Potentially, yeah. Based on the risks associated with those areas, because that immediately brings up privacy concerns, right?
Yeah, big time.
So one approach is using broader context profiles, looking at aggregated patterns across many drivers rather than tracking every single turn you make.
Okay.
And crucially, there's a shift towards using this not just for upfront pricing, but for long-term risk reduction, giving drivers personalized feedback to help them improve.
Right, coaching almost. Okay, that makes sense. Let's pivot a bit. Health insurance. How's AI changing things in that space?
Health insurance is another big one. AI is making a significant impact on, again, risk assessment, but also predicting healthcare costs.
How accurately?
Well, some of these deep neural networks, or DNNs, they're proving much better than older statistical methods at forecasting costs based on individual characteristics.
DNNs even smarter than regular neural networks?
Generally, yes. They can find really subtle patterns in vast amounts of health data. Think medical history, demographics, lifestyle factors maybe.
So AI can look at this huge mix of factors for a person and get a more accurate projection of their potential healthcare spending.
Precisely. And other types, like artificial neural networks or ANNs, are also getting very high accuracy scores in just estimating the baseline premium itself.
Is it just about prediction or understanding why costs are what they are?
Good question. It's both. They're using combinations of different models, things like XGBoost, Random Forests, and then applying explainable AI techniques on top.
To try and unpack the why.
Exactly. To understand which factors are actually driving those cost predictions or premium levels. Is it age, pre-existing conditions, location? It helps make it less of a black box.
It sounds like AI could genuinely help tailor health insurance better to what individuals actually need.
It certainly has that potential. And it's not just individual risk. AI is analyzing huge data sets of claims information to spot broader trends, maybe identify biases in care, or even detect early signs of disease outbreaks.
Wow, so public health benefits too?
Potentially, yes. It could go beyond just pricing policies.
And what about the sort of financial plumbing of health insurance?
AI is helping there too, classifying beneficiaries based on financial needs or past usage patterns to design more suitable, maybe more affordable insurance packages.
Interesting.
There's also work being done using AI to better understand mental health risks from data, which could, hopefully, expand access to coverage in that really critical area. Though, again, data protection is paramount there.
Absolutely. Okay, that's health. Let's move to our third area, property insurance. Homes, businesses, that kind of thing. What's AI doing there?
Property insurance is seeing AI used for risk assessment and pricing too, but often using different data sources. Think satellite imagery, Earth observation data.
So satellites, how does that work?
Well, predictive models can analyze that imagery along with other data to get a much more dynamic, up-to-date evaluation of risks like floods, wildfires, storm damage potential in a specific location.
So AI can literally look down from space and say, that area looks riskier for flooding than it did last year.
Essentially, yes.
Yes.
And it gets even more granular, down to individual buildings.
Yeah.
There are AI algorithms now that can automatically extract key information directly from architectural blueprints, things like building materials, square footage, safety features.
Wow, instead of someone manually reading them.
Exactly. It makes assessing risk for, say, a large commercial property much faster and potentially more consistent. And AI models, including natural language processing for documents and pattern recognition, are streamlining the whole underwriting and pricing workflow.
Makes sense. What about fraud? That must be an issue in property claims, too.
Oh, definitely. And AI is proving quite effective there. Ensemble classifiers, basically combining multiple detection methods and deep neural networks, are often outperforming traditional fraud checks.
How? Can they spot things humans miss?
Often, yes. They can identify really complex, subtle dependencies or unusual patterns in claim data that might indicate fraud. Things that wouldn't necessarily jump out to a human reviewer looking at one claim in isolation.
So AI sees the bigger picture, the weird connections.
That's a good way to put it. And even for something as basic as valuing a home, AI is involved.
How so? For setting the coverage amount.
Exactly. Advanced techniques like gradient-boosted regression trees are used to model very granular house price dynamics, much more detailed than just looking at average neighborhood prices. And other statistical models help insurers estimate potential losses more accurately, which feeds back into setting reliable premiums.
It really sounds like AI is touching almost every part of property insurance.
It is, increasingly. We're even seeing AI-powered virtual assistants, chatbots, handling customer queries, improving the experience.
And even at the very top level, for strategic planning, insurance companies are using techniques like dynamic financial analysis, DFA, combined with AI insights to make better long-term decisions about capital allocation and risk management.
Okay, so it's undeniable. AI is spreading across auto, health, property. Are there specific companies we should know about? Who are the key players really pushing this?
Yeah, there are quite a few, working on different pieces of the puzzle. For pricing and risk, you hear names like Quanti, Anthem Insurance, Munich Re, Elevance Health, Cigna. Okay. For underwriting, deciding coverage, companies like United Health Group, AXA XL, Alliance, Zurich, MetLife are active.
And claims. Getting paid after an incident.
Right. Claims automation is big. Companies like Aviva, Tractable, they do the photo damage assessment we mentioned. Snapsheet, Yembo are players there.
What about fraud detection?
Alliance and Zurich come up again. Also specialist firms like Shift Technology.
And making things more personal for the customer. Yeah, personalization. Crédit Agricole Assurances, Humana, Insurify, Sprout Insurance, Zebra. They're focused on that using AI.
Any others?
For strategic decision support, Hi-Marley is an example.
That's quite a list. Are there companies that kind of span across these different insurance types with their AI solutions?
Yes, definitely. There are firms providing AI tools applicable to auto, health, and property. Think Tractable AI again, Avamo, Gradient AI, H2O.ai.
Okay.
Lapida Solutions, Lexion Insurance, LexisNexis Risk Solutions is a big one, Zest Finance too.
LexisNexis. They do a lot with data, right?
They do. And interestingly, they have analysis showing that cars with ADS Advanced Driver Assistance Systems actually have lower loss costs. That's valuable data for insurers using AI for risk assessment.
Got it. So some specialists, some generalists providing the AI tools?
Exactly. The ecosystem is quite diverse.
We've covered a lot of ground on where AI is used, but what about the big overarching themes, the really important considerations as AI becomes more embedded in insurance?
Well, there are several really critical areas. Regulation is huge. Keeping up with the rules.
Like the EU AI Act.
Exactly. The European AI Act is a major one, and we're seeing similar moves elsewhere, like in Colorado and the US. They've got draft regulations looking specifically at how AI and something they call ECDIS.
ECDIS.
It's external consumer data and information sources, how that's used in life insurance decisions.
Okay, let's unpack that. ECDIS, that's things like credit scores, maybe social media data, purchasing habits.
It can include a wide range of data beyond what you directly provide to the insurer, yes.
Yeah.
Credit information, public records, social media, possibly even biometric data or data from connected devices.
And the concern is using this data unfairly.
Precisely. The Colorado draft defines unfair discrimination, essentially, as using this external data, or AI models trained on it, in a way that leads to worse outcomes for people based on protected characteristics like race, gender, religion, without a solid risk-based reason.
So they're trying to prevent AI from accidentally or purposefully discriminating.
Yes. And they're proposing specific ways insurers would need to test their algorithms for this. Using statistical methods, like logistic regression for approval decisions, linear regression for pricing.
And they'd have to report the results.
Report the testing methodology and results to the state regulators, yes.
Oh.
It's a move towards ensuring fairness and accountability.
That sounds like a really important development. What other big themes are there? Ethics, explainability.
Absolutely. Ethics is central. Fairness, transparency, accountability. We keep coming back to that. And explainability is tightly linked.
We need to understand how the AI gets to an answer, not just trust that it's right.
Exactly. It can't just be a black box, especially for decisions that significantly impact people's lives. Data governance is another key area, managing all this data responsibly, securely.
Makes sense.
And then there's the need for continuous learning and adaptation. AI isn't a one-and-done thing. Models need retraining, updating, especially as risks evolve.
Right, like with climate change.
Or even with language models, LLMs. They have huge potential for personalization and insurance communication or even underwriting, but they come with challenges.
Yes.
Bias baked into the training data, explainability issues again, security vulnerabilities, and the risk of hallucination just making stuff up.
Hallucination, AI making things up.
Yeah, confidently stating incorrect information. So techniques like RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, are being explored.
Arr-grr.
It tries to ground the LM's answers in verified external knowledge sources to make them more accurate and reliable. It's a way to combat hallucination and improve factual accuracy.
Interesting. And it's not just the tech, is it? It's about people, too.
Definitely. Societal acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Do people trust AI with their insurance?
Hmm.
Will certain groups, maybe those less digitally savvy, get left behind?
The digital divide.
Exactly. And related to that, there's the talent gap.
Mm.
The industry needs more people with the skills to develop, manage, and ethically oversee these AI systems.
That's a lot to consider. Now, when you were looking through all the research and industry stuff, did you notice any big disconnects? Where academia is focused versus what companies are actually doing?
Yes, there were some quite noticeable differences. Academics, in the papers we saw, seem heavily focused on pricing and risk assessment. That got a lot of attention.
But in the industry?
In practice, AI adoption seemed more evenly spread across different functions.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps surprisingly, health insurance seemed to have maybe the most actual implementations reported compared to the volume of research specifically on it.
Interesting. So are there areas where research might be lagging behind what's happening on the ground?
It seemed that way for property insurance, particularly around understanding policyholder behavior and automating claims. The industry seems to be adopting AI there faster than the academic studies are perhaps catching up. Also, strategic decision making. Companies are clearly using AI for this, but it wasn't a major focus in the academic papers we reviewed. And interestingly, fraud detection seemed a bit less prominent in both spheres compared to things like pricing or underwriting.
Fascinating how theory and practice can diverge sometimes. Okay, let's look ahead. Crystal ball time. What does the future seem to hold for AI in insurance? What are the big predictions?
Well, the expectations are, frankly, massive. McKinsey, for instance, projects AI could add something like $1.1 trillion in annual value to the industry by 2030.
Wow, trillion.
That's the projection. And PwC found a majority of insurers, something like 68%, plan to adopt AI solutions. So the momentum is there.
What trends should we expect to see?
More automation, definitely. Even more advanced data analytics digging deeper for insights. Much more personalization, but delivered at scale. Tighter integration with IoT devices, think smart homes, wearables, connected cars feeding data back.
So more data, more analysis, more automation.
And hopefully a bigger shift towards proactive risk management. Using AI not just to pay claims, but to actually help prevent them in the first place.
That sounds like a fundamental shift. Any specific breakthrough innovations driven by AI that you think will be particularly impactful?
Well, things like smart contracts, using blockchain for faster, more transparent claim payouts, look promising. Dynamic pricing that adjusts more fluidly, AI playing a bigger role in loss prevention and mitigation efforts, augmenting the skills of human underwriters with AI insights, and overall, creating much more customer-centric insurance products and experiences.
So, wrapping this up, it really feels like AI isn't just tweaking the edges. It's fundamentally reshaping the entire insurance landscape, isn't it? From risk assessment to customer interaction.
Absolutely. The potential for efficiency gains, for personalization, it's enormous. But, and it's a big but, it brings those critical challenges around ethics, regulation, fairness, and just plain implementation.
And understanding those challenges, those nuances, is going to be absolutely key for anyone involved, whether you work in insurance, buy insurance, or are just, you know, curious about where this is all heading.
Precisely. It affects almost everyone.
So, Lerner, here's a final thought to chew on. As AI keeps evolving at this incredible pace and gets woven deeper into something as fundamental as insurance, what are the really long-term societal implications we should maybe start thinking about actively discussing right now? Definitely something worth mulling over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.